Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Vav Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we are in the middle of Simen Reish Mem Dalet. We're actually in the middle of Siv Hey, and we're starting on the top line with the Ramah. We've been discussing again various activities that a non-Jewish person is permitted to do under selected specific situations for a Jewish person on Shabbos. Previously, the Mechaber had taught us the opinion of the Rambam that said that under a specific situation, you were allowed to hire out, put on a retainer, somebody to be your sofer or somebody to be your weaver. Since he's doing this whenever he wishes to, he doesn't have to work on Shabbos. He can work any other time. He's on retainer from you, so he's not working for anybody else, and you're not giving him so much work that he's going to need to work on Shabbos and on Sunday. So if he wishes to work on Shabbos, he's doing it totally for himself, and therefore, since he's not doing the work in your house, in the Jewish person's house, he's allowed to do work for you in his house on Shabbos. That was the opinion of the Rambam that the Mechaber brought down as the first opinion. Now we begin the very top line, at the end of the line, V'yesh mi sha'oser b'socher ein Yehudi l'zman. And there is the opinion, as we'll see, this is derived, that says it's forbidden to hire out a person who's a non-Jewish person for you to work, even though you're hiring for a long period of time, and he's going to do work in his house for you on Shabbos. Derived says this is not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Ches explains, Hudas arrived. This is the opinion of the Ravid. V'hinei l'das ha'taz hanal nicho b'pshitos tam arrived. Based upon what we learned previously from the Taz, it will be very easy to understand the reasoning of the Ravid, which is the Sfira Lei. He holds the Av she'eno makbid al bitulo mikol makom hare Yisrael marviach hayado. That even though you don't really care when this non-Jewish person does the retained work for you, as long as it gets done, so you're not telling him to do it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the bottom line is, you are benefiting from him doing the work for you on Shabbos. And therefore, the Taz says it's no good, because his opinion is that if the Jewish person is benefiting from the non-Jewish person doing work for him on Shabbos, it's not allowed. But according to the Magen Avraham, L'dasa Magen Avraham Anal, which you learned previously, nevertheless, also Gam Kenicha, the Ravid also makes sense. The Sfira Leil Ravid, because he holds that the Ravid is opinion, the Hayisrael Marviach B'Masha Osa B'Shabbos, that the Jewish person is in fact benefiting from the work that's being done for him on Shabbos, because, granted, the non-Jewish person could do it on Sunday, but maybe the Shema Yitzarach Gam L'Machal Lichtov, maybe there's going to be some assignment that you're going to need him for on Sunday. And if he hadn't done the work already on Shabbos that was previously assigned, he won't be available to do both of them on Sunday. And therefore, his having done the work already, albeit on Shabbos, is beneficial to you. And therefore, according even to the Magen Avraham, he understands the Ravid is saying, since you're benefiting from this work by him doing it on Shabbos, even though you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, now he's available on Sunday. Should more work come along, that's why the Ravid holds that it's osur. Now the Ramah adds, Hagah, V'davkosh k'shesicharo limlocho miyuchedes. This entire kula that the Rambam brought down was only talking about a situation where you retained him to do a specific work. For example, Kagom Beged Lerog, he's your weaver, and whenever you need any weaving done, he's the person who's going to do it for you, but nothing else. O Sefer Lichtov, or he's your stenographer, he's your court scribe, and whenever you need something to be written, he's the person that does it for you. However, he doesn't do anything else. Aval, however, in a situation, kishesucharo lechol hamalachos, you're hiring him out as your man Friday. He's going to do whatever you need to be done. Shitztarach toch zman hasriros, anything you need to be done during this entire period of the retainer, for the month, the year, the 2 years, then everybody would hold lekuli almutz oser. Everybody would say that it's oser in that situation, and the Ramah brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef. Albeit in the Bir Halacha, in Dibur Amasku, lekuli almor oser, he says that even though it says over here it's in the name of the Beis Yosef, if you look in the Beis Yosef, it doesn't seem that he says this, and it's really the Das of the Ramah himself. And this is the opinion of the Dogel Ben Ravava. In any event, what's the reasoning over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Tes explains, Dibose Evshor Shelo Yagil Yisrael Revach Ayidezeh Shuoso B'Shabbos. When you hire out the person for a specific item, he's retained for you for weaving or for writing purposes, it's very possible that you won't need him to do any work for you on Shabbos. You don't have that much work to do. And if he wishes to, he certainly never has to work on Shabbos. He could always work on Sunday or the weekdays. But if you're hiring this person out to do anything that you may need, so then it's karv l'davar levada, it's almost certain. If you don't have him available to do your work on Sunday, If he has a backlog of work from Shabbos that he never did, so then you're not going to have him available on Sunday. And therefore, by him doing the work on Shabbos, you are benefiting greatly by him doing the work on Shabbos, even though you didn't tell him he has to do it on Shabbos, but now he's really available to do all the other things that you have for him to do on Sunday. Therefore, in this situation, therefore, even though you're not making him work 7 days a week, but since you're going to have a lot of work for him at all time, so therefore, in this situation, the Ramah says that it would be forbidden to do this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamed explains further. Umitamzeh, based upon this reasoning, yesh limchos biyad hashifachos kishaosim melechas adonayim b'shabbos. He says you have to protest if people hire a non-Jewish person to work in their house on Shabbos, and they do anything that they need for them, that's not correct. Afilu kishaosim shalom b'beis Yisrael, and even if they're doing it in their own house, v'shalom b'tzivu b'alem, and they're not been told you have to do this work today. Nevertheless, d'ha heim schurin l'chol hamlochos. This is exactly that situation when you're hiring a maidservant over here to do whatever needs to be done. So even though you're not telling her to specifically work on Shabbos, but since there's so many things to do, if she wants to get her work done, she's going to want to work on Shabbos because she knows there's a lot of work that's going to be coming available on Sunday. So therefore, she's actually benefiting for you by her working on Shabbos. And certainly, v'koshe kin kishosim beis Yisrael. And certainly, if she's working in the Jewish person's house, because that would be not permitted, that would be prohibited, even in a Jewish person's house, for a specific retained type of a work. Then he tells us, ayin in the taz, sivkot and aleph, that maybe b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, it brings down the name of the Rabbeinu Simcha. Do oser lehashivcha afilu lasos meleches atzmo beis bala. He says that the shivcha is not even allowed to work for herself. She can't even do her own melachos for her own personal needs in the Jewish person's house on Shabbos. Why? Vatam. Because people are going to see this. They're not going to know that she's doing it for herself. They're going to see her doing laundry and they say, oh, she's doing the Jewish person's laundry. Now, that is the opinion of the Taz over here. He disagrees, and he says that for herself, she's allowed to do her own work. And he says that the way the Taz understood the Rabbeinu Simcha is wrong. He says even the Rabbeinu Simcha over here, who the Taz was quoting, would agree that she's allowed to do work for herself. And he adds, Ayin Shon Bidvarav, go look in the Elyi Rabba, and he explains why the Rabbeinu Simcha holds like this as well. The Prima Godim, however, supports and substantiates what the Taz said, see over there in the Prima Godim for that discussion. Likewise, for the maidservant over here, the non-Jewish maidservant, to go and correct her own clothing in his house, that is permissible. It's her dress, it's her thing that she's correcting over here, and therefore there is no concern that the passerby is going to say she's doing it for the Jewish person. He says a lot of other things over there, and we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow. Shir. The issue foot number 26 brings down the Shivcho Hamadliko Ner Kidei Lishtof Kalim. The non-Jewish woman over here lights a candle, allowing her to go and do her work. So he brings down in Simin Reish Ayin Vav, Sivkotin Chav Zayin, Shekiva She'en Guf HaYisrael Nena Mehadlokas Ner. You're not getting direct benefit from her lighting the candle. That allows her to go and rinse out your utensils, your dishes that she's washing over here, and the hadlakas ner nasas tzarchot. That only makes it easy for her to do the work because she has to go and clean off the utensils, and she's going to do it in the dark. It's more difficult for her. And therefore, she's lighting the candle for herself, not for you, and therefore you'd be allowed to use the light of that candle as well for your purposes. The issue for number 25 brings down. A non-Jewish person who has to wash the Jewish person's dishes. The Jewish person said, you have to do it Motzei Shabbos. You don't have to do it on Shabbos. You can do it Motzei Shabbos. But she would like to go out on Motzei Shabbos. She doesn't want to work Motzei Shabbos. She'll come during the day and do it for her own purposes. And she wants to heat up water for her own purposes. She wants to use the hot water in your house to go wash your dishes. You told her to come in Motzei Shabbos. She says, I'd rather come in Shabbos afternoon. So Shlomo Zalman brings down It depends on her kavana. Im kavana so b'chimum hamayim kidei shelo yelo kar b'yodav. If he's heating up the water in order that his hands shouldn't be so cold in the cold water, so then he's allowed to do that because that's totally for himself. However, if he's doing this in order that he should be able to more easily get off the shuman, the fat from the kalim, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it's osur. Because in this situation, because in this situation, the non-Jewish person is able to make the kelim cleaner than he would be if he used cold water. Now, this is a little bit difficult to understand, and if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos on Daf Chav Zayin in Os number 64, he brings down a better, fuller understanding over here of Shlomo Zalman, and he says that when Shlomo Zalman says over here that the guy is not allowed to use hot water, because that is going to be allowing the dishes to be cleaner, it's because it would be impossible, he says, for the cold water to clean the dishes. So this is a situation of EF sharp. So in this situation, you can't say, well, it would take him a half an hour to do it in cold water. It will take him 5 minutes to do it in hot water. He's using the hot water for his own benefit. That is technically 100% mutter. It's only over here where it will never become squeaky clean using cold water, and he's using the hot water to make it squeaky clean. So then the Jewish person is specifically benefiting from it. That's when Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it's no good. But the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, Shekol shehagoy yochel lasus hamelacha b'lo isur Shabbos. If the guy could do the melacha without having to do any yisurim on Shabbos, and he's doing the yisurim because he's a guy and he's allowed to make his life easier. So then, legarmehu diavid, he's only doing it for his own personal purposes and pleasure and benefit. And therefore, it's not our concern that he should do it this way. And therefore, in this situation, it's absolutely permissible for the guy to go and do a malacha on Shabbos because it's benefiting him, it's not benefiting you. In any event, the Ramah finishes off and he says that this all will be also discussed over here in Simen Reish Mem Zayin. We'll have a further discussion when we get there. Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Yehudi Akone Meches. If a Jewish person contracts out with the government that he's going to be the tax collector, he's going to be the local IRS and going to take in the taxes for the community. What they used to do is they used to pay the government a flat fee and then they would go collect the flat fee plus a certain percentage from the populace, and this way the government got their money and they were the middlemen and they would make the X plus over here, the additional taxes that they collected above and beyond the straight amount that was due to the government, since they collected it, so that's their fee, so to say, was the little extra that they collected. So if a Jewish person purchased this right from the government, and then he hires out umaskilo einu Yehudi lekabel meches b'Shabbos. He hires out a non-Jewish person to go around and collect any taxes that are due on Shabbos. So then, in this situation, mutter. The Mechaber says this is permissible. Im hu b'kibolus, as long as he does this for a contract, a job type of a situation. So he sells this right to collect the taxes to this person for a year, for a month, for some period of time, and he's paid a flat fee for this. So that's called kibolus. That's a contracted job. The Hainu, the Mechaber says, Sha'omelo, he says to him, Kishetigva mea dinarim etin l'cho kach v'kach. When you go collect $100, $100, let's say, so then I will pay you $50. So that's how we contracted out with this non-Jewish person. So it doesn't make a difference whether the non-Jewish person works on Shabbos or not in this situation. He's doing the job. He could do it on Sunday, he could do it on Monday, he could do it on Tuesday. He chooses to do it on Shabbos, so therefore it's no problem for the Jewish person to contract out with a non-Jewish person in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Aleph explains, Haloshon Einu Meduyok, Ki HaKavanu Hu Shesocher Aseinu Yehudi. He says that what's happening over here is that the Jewish person is hiring out this non-Jewish person to go and collect the taxes, and he's paying him a flat sum for the amount. When he collects a certain amount, he gets a certain flat sum. When he collects another amount, he'll get another flat sum. Sivkot Lamed Beis, Imhu B'kibolus. This is permissible as long as it's done in a job type situation, as I explained. Does Shari Medina. There is no problem in doing this. And this is exactly identical. Kamo Ba'orus La'abdon B'reish Simon Reish Ben Beis. This will be the same thing that we'll discuss in Yitzhak Shem and Reish Ben Beis when you're giving him hides to go and tan. D'muta li tein lo kodem shkiyas achama imhu b'kibolus. You can give it to him before Shabbos as long as it's a job. When you finish this job, you'll make $100. So then that's allowed. Because in this situation, if the guy decides to work on Shabbos, mishum da'daita d'navshei kovit. He's working for his own purposes, his own benefit over here. He'll get paid faster if he does the work on Shabbos, but the Jewish person did not ask him to work on Shabbos. So Tovir, he's not asking to collect the taxes on Shabbos, he's choosing to collect them on Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to give him work that he'll do on Shabbos, everybody knows that those hides are his. So how come that's allowed? Everybody knows he was the big tanner in town, and this other person is subcontracting out to him. Everybody still knows it's Yankel's hides. Nevertheless, in that situation, it's no different than if you did it in the Jewish person's house. The asar shom, that would not be allowed. Mikol makom he tiru b'zeh mishum seida. Over here, they did permit it because of the financial loss that would occur if the Jewish person didn't have somebody collecting taxes for him on Shabbos. The adam bal amamonu. And since you're going to be very upset about this and you're going to become so concerned about this loss of money that you're losing out this day of collecting the taxes, so then ilo sharis leif, we don't allow the guy to go and work for him in this way. Osi legabus biatzu, he may go out of his concern for his loss of his money over here. He already paid the government all these taxes, and now he's not going to go collect it. So therefore, he may end up doing Yisurim Daraisa, and therefore it's felt to be much better to hire the non-Jewish person. What Yisurim Daraisa over here? Because he may come to write receipts, and this is an Issur Daraisa to write this down, and therefore it would be preferable in this situation, because he's so concerned about the loss of his money, to hire a non-Jewish person. Well, if he's there, according to this, mashma the b'mecha she'en kosun, if you aren't going to write receipts over here, there is no issa deraisa. For example, kagon osan shalochim minei maichu b'mechas, if you take food, you take goods instead over here of the taxes, and you don't write a receipt for this, osar afilu al yidei eino yudi, then you would not be allowed to do this over here, because even if you're bal amamono, there's no issa deraisa that could come to it. The lo yovo de le issa deraisa afilu ilo shirinale. Even if we don't allow this person to do this, it won't lead to an issa deraisa. However, they do allow a non-Jewish person to go and do this, even if there is going to be no potential writing over here. He himself cannot go and collect this food tax over here, even if it didn't come from outside the tchum. And there is no concern over here that it was trapped or caught on Shabbos. Or Mishum, the reason is you can't do this is Mimtzot Chavtzucha. This famous Isser that you're not allowed to think and do work on Shabbos, even if it's done in a way that is not an actual Isser of Shabbos. Work is not appropriate to be done on Shabbos. Ukmo Shukosov Simon Shinvav. We'll learn this in Mitzvah Shem, brings that from the Elyar Rabbah in Simon Shinvav. Then he gives one more example. Yehudi shesachar bishul hamelach min asar. If the Jewish person got the concession to go and make the salt for the town, mutul haskil or parlim b'kibolas, he can go and hire out as a contracted job the entire job. He can sell it to a guy and let the guy do this. Shem yasal lo kach v'kach melach, yitin lo kach v'kach. And he tells the guy, listen, when you give me 10 pounds of salt, I'll give you $100. When you bring me another 10 pounds of salt, you get another $100. Even though all the raw materials over here, the utensils as well as the wood, are the Jewish person's, nevertheless, shari, this is allowed. Of course, you can't bring him the wood on Shabbos from your rishus. Any type of kablonis type of an arrangement over here is not permitted. You have to have them have all the raw materials before Shabbos starts. And they can't be in your possession on Erev Shabbos. So that's clear and obvious. But it would be permitted in this situation. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Aval ein hetter liskor ein Yehudi al Shabbos Chodesh, but you still cannot go and hire the non-Jewish person to work specifically on Shabbos. The Mikol Makom marviach haYisrael biblachta, because in this way you're actually benefiting directly from his work. The ein lo hetter elav kablanos, the only way you can do it is by the job. So when you do 10 pounds of salt, then you get $100. You do another 10 pounds of salt, you get another $100. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains, the Mechaber said, when you collect $100 worth of taxes, I'll give you $50, I'll pay you a certain amount. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Dahainu Shein Maskilo Yom Shabbos Klal. He doesn't include the mention of Shabbos in this deal at all. He says, when you bring me $100 worth of taxes that you collected, you'll get $20, $100, $50. Elabistama, he just said, stop. Im tigaver kach b'kach. When you collect a certain amount of taxes, etin l'cho sach kach b'kach. I'll pay you a certain amount of money. He's not working for you for Shabbos. And there is no din of Schar Shabbos. He could do this all Friday and Sunday and Tuesday. He doesn't have to work Shabbos. Because the Jewish person has already bought the rights to all of the taxes for the whole year, Shabbos as well as the weekdays. And therefore, when you're hiring this non-Jewish person now to go collect it, you're collecting it based upon the idea that when he collects a certain amount of money, you'll give him a certain amount in turn, and therefore there is no Schar Shabbos and there's no problem over here. And in this way, it is permissible to do this. That concludes today's shiur.